You are listening to the Blessed Sacrament Roman Catholic Parish podcast. We are disciples in mission who know God, love God, and serve God.
The Lord is our guardian, beside us at our right hand, interceding us for us in all our spiritual battles. Our first reading from Exodus 17 is the story of the Israelites battling the Amalekites, the sworn enemies of Israel, with a famous battle scene. Moses' hands grew tired, so Aaron and Hur supported his hands, one on one side and one on the other, so that his hands remained steady until sunset. And Joshua mowed down Amalek and his people. You might be thinking, what in the world does that have to do with Jesus in the parable of the persistent widow in the gospel today? And the answer is, absolutely nothing. Unless you read the Old Testament in the light of the New Testament and the New in the light of the Old. In other words, the church is using its tradition of typology as a way of pointing to the crucifixion of Jesus Christ and persistent prayer. Moses points to and is a type of Jesus yet to come. Jesus is the Greek version of the name Joshua. So Moses is holding his hands up in the sign of the cross, but the person who's actually doing battle and winning is Jesus, that is Joshua. First, just as Moses holds up his hands, his arms outstretched, so that the Israelites win the earthly battle, so Christ holds his arms extended on the cross to give victory in spiritual warfare with the devil. Second, just as Moses has two men at either side, Aaron and Hur, Jesus also has two men on his right and his left, the good thief and the bad thief. Third, just as Moses is on a hill with his arms outstretched, so too Christ is crucified on Golgotha, on Calvary. He's crucified on a hill with his arms outstretched. And then fourth and finally, just as Moses is doing this in the evening at the setting of the sun, so too Jesus is being crucified in the middle of the afternoon, the time of the Jewish evening sacrifice. So all of this is seen as a powerful type of the crucifixion of Jesus on Calvary, but also the power of intercessory prayer. That's persistency like the widow. Because effectively, what is Moses doing? He's interceding for the Israelites in the same way as Christ on the cross is interceding for all of humanity. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Like the Israelites and the widow in today's gospel, we face opposition and injustice at times from godless enemies. We too must lift our eyes to the mountains, to Calvary, and to God who will guard us from all evil. So then, if we really believe Christ is the Savior, if we really believe that our Lord, who is maker of heaven and earth, is our guardian, how should we pray? It should look like constant, consistent, persistent prayer. Think of the persistent widow today, or Saint Monica, and don't give up. If your arms aren't getting tired yet in praying, you're probably not praying enough, or you'll get there soon. Just as Moses needed a little help from his friends, it's easy to grow weary in prayer. Don't forget to pray with others as well. And if you're starting to lose heart, find some prayer partners. Find brothers and sisters in Christ to lift up your arms to help you in the battle of prayer, because it really is a battle. Also in our diocese alone, please pray for our new Nazareth House Seminary, the 47 men in deacon formation, and the record number of 40 seminarians studying to be priests. We must persist in prayer. so that when the Son of Man comes again in kingly power, he will indeed find faith on earth.
Thank you for listening to the Blessed Sacrament Roman Catholic Parish podcast. We are disciples in mission who know God, love God, and serve God.